BFBS. Your stories. CFG.
Compared to mainstream UK schools, pupils in service children's education schools have the opportunity to meet with and learn from military chaplains of several world faiths. Calling on their own experiences, around 12 months ago, four pairs of pupils from John Buchan School in Senilaga began answering questions about religious support within the military community. And they now have that work published in the National RE Today magazine for schools. One of the teachers who led the project was Claire Lighthizer, who describes the questions they considered.
This one, for example, an explanation of how having a member of your faith who is also a member of the military community is important to you and other members of your faith. So how do Buddhist, Sikh and Jewish beliefs affect their actions? So they all had a different question. They're equivalent to kind of like, you would argue, BA grade answers at GCSE. But what we did was I sat with them. They looked at their questions and they kind of chose their questions within their pair. And then what we did was I asked them to mind map their ideas. And then obviously I kind of asked them questions that would draw out some more of those ideas.
Liz King also helped guide the children through the project and is extremely pleased with how hard they've worked.
They did work as a team. It wasn't one person taking control. And both of them, for each article, both of them contributed equally. They gave up their lunch times, their break times to sort of go off by themselves into the computer suite and just work at it. There's the evidence.
Two of the young people who answered one of the questions were Jasmine Newcomb and Owen Harris.
How do different religious beliefs affect the military community in different ways? Why might this be different from a UK community? Well, we researched quite a bit about it, about UK community, because we've been in the army most of our lives.
Because we've all been through like the same thing, like moving around and stuff.
And then we took our own views and compared them together.
It took quite a while because we had to think about how other people would feel about it and different views.
Claire says it was great to have this opportunity for their work to be published.
And what the magazine have done is they've turned that into an activity for schools in the UK to use. It's so great to see that as something concrete, I think, rather than you've done a great answer, you get a merit or you get a, you know, which yeah. are all worthwhile, but to have something like that that they can carry around with them, it's super, yeah, we're very proud of them.
Charlie Wildgoose reporting for BFBS in Germany.
Tell us your stories. Email germany@bfbs.com. BFBS.